time for Let's Eat. Reece Eater from Ms. Batterhams and Mackenzie Quarters in Bendigo is with us, and we are going to talk said bun. Hello there, Ree. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you?
I'm very well. Very excited. Easter bunny coming.
I love Easter. It's my favourite time of year in Bendigo.
Now, let's talk hot cross buns.
Yes.
I have a question, first of all. Or a couple of questions, really. Are hot cross buns really just fruit buns with a cross on top that you can buy any time of the year? Or is there something different, or is it just emotionally and mentally we think of them as something a bit different?
Can I go all three? I feel like it's all three things. Like, it is just a bun with a cross on it.
Right.
But it is this emotion attached to it.
Yeah.
And also, like, there is something special that they do to those buns at this time of year.
Yeah.
Surely.
So, now the next question.
Okay.
Toasted or fresh?
Oh, like just out of the oven fresh?
Oh, well, no, fresh, but, you know, just pull
like,
them apart.
Yeah, the steam's coming off them.
Yeah, definitely.
If they're that fresh, you got to have them fresh.
But straight from the packet? Like if you bought them at the supermarket, for instance, would you just take one out of
the packet? No, I'd toast the ones from the supermarket.
No, see, I'm a straight-up man.
Yeah.
Just put plenty of butter on it. And
it's got to have butter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like real butter, not like margarine, but real butter.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, nothing, yeah.
Like quite a slab, a thick slab of butter.
More than your daily recommended dose, I would suggest. So what are the other questions that I had about them as well? Fruitless?
Yeah, what's that about?
Because
I feel like that's the whole reason you have a hot cross bun, because you need the fruit. Like, it's part of your daily intake of fruit. And if you take it out, then it's just dough.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's aimed more at the kids or something like that. My little mate Alistair, he eats those. And here's the other question. What on them? What do you put on them?
Yeah. Well, other than a slab of butter, like, are you doubling up on stuff?
Well, yes,
some
do.
Anything, couldn't you? Because if you're taking the fruit out, then they need flavour.
Yeah.
You can't just have a cinnamon with butter. Well, can you? Maybe you can.
Yeah, maybe you can.
What do you put on them?
Oh, I just put a slab of butter. I don't eat the fruitless, but I like the mini ones because they're just at a size which I wouldn't do in public, but I can pull them apart, big slab of butter on each, and I can actually fit one side of them in my gob without having to bite.
Sounds elegant. Is it like butter dripping down the side of your mouth afterwards?
And sometimes just a little push. You know, that's true. That's terrible. My mate Ali, he puts peanut butter on his.
Really?
Yeah, but he's nine.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah. I figure you could. You could put peanut butter. What about Vegemite? That would be a very Australian Easter thing to do. Vegemite on your hot cross fruitless bun.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go home and try that one.
Couldn't think of anything worse, to be honest, and I love Vegemite, but all right, so let's get down to tin tacks.
Hang on. You haven't talked about the other ones that are just that? In. The chocolate ones. Like, they've subbed the fruit out and put chocolate bits in them.
Oh, I could live with that.
And if you microwave those, everything just smushes and the chocolate smushes into the dough and then the butter, and it's just one big
I haven't had one this year, but I have had them, and they are pretty good.
Yeah, my kids quite like them too. Yeah. They're a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway. Look, there are so many types around. You get them at so many places and they're all pretty good.
Yep.
You got a good one for me? Got a bestie?
Well, I have to say, there's only one place. If you want them fresh out of the oven and you want an award-winning hot cross bun, the only place in Bendigo to go is the Good Loaf Bakery.
Good Loaf.
They have been winning awards for their hot cross buns for years, Robbo, years.
What makes them so good, do you think?
Well, I think they pack them, they're the size of them for a start.
Yeah.
The freshness, they are, like, they bake them daily. Mm. And the fact that they've got a really nice mix of fruit. Now, you asked the question before, are they just a bun with a cross on the top?
Yeah.
The Good Loaf do make fruit buns regularly throughout the year. So I feel like they're well practiced and researched and have nailed the fruit content for their hot cross bun.
Okay.
So that's where I go.
The Good Loaf. Well done. Oh, listen, before you go.
Yes, what do you got? Ooh, did you win me a hot cross bun?
No, I'm just showing you that I've got one.
Where's yours from?
IGA.
They're also really good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're all good, yeah. Have I got a bun for you? I'm not giving you mine. Hey, I like you very much, but no, not that.
Thanks. Right. I can see the line that you've drawn there.
Listen, have a fabulous Easter.
Yes.
And
we've got some plans for Easter, actually.
Yeah, tell me.
Because we're hosting our first art exhibition at Mackenzie Quarters on Good Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We're working with local artists, so Frankie O and Andre Sadoun, and they are going to be presenting their beautiful artworks in our hall upstairs.
Fantastic.
Free entry. Come and join. I mean, you can have a wine or a cheese platter while you're wandering around.
I was in the hall last week for the B Bendigo launch. And it's gorgeous there.
Thank you. It really is.
Yeah, no, I genuinely mean that. It's lovely. So
come down and say hi this Easter weekend if you're about, because I'll be hanging out immersing myself in beautiful art.
Right in the cultural hub of the city as well.
Eating my hot cross bun, maybe too.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Ree, thanks very much. Have a great one.
Bye.
Ree Cedar from Isbatter Hams and Mackenzie Quarters in Bendigo. Let's eat.